Ian Hoke is our senior producer. Back with us. Glad you're with us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you too as well. Had a couple nice days off.
Good.
Got a lot done. I got some dental work done yesterday. You know, I took the holiday on Juneteenth, started my new Jesuin Ward book. Everything's going great.
Nice.
And you know what else I was able to do?
What?
I found my scooter.
Now, I was gone, I guess, when this happened, because I didn't know your scooter was stolen.
Yes, it was stolen from outside of my home towards the end of May there. Caught some video footage. You can't quite identify the people. There's a woman that, like, walks by my house and then turns around and walks back and looks at the scooter. And then she comes back later with another guy who, you know, like, breaks the steering column and pushes it away into the night. But you don't ever see either of their faces,
you really couldn't tell that was Coleman?
Coleman! Man! I knew it. I knew I shouldn't have told him where I live.
Now, that would be a shock. You know, you see the video. Damn, it's Coleman.
Yeah, I see my scooter parked out front here. I'm like, hey, who brought my scooter to work? So, you know, of course, I called NOPD and filed a police report and everything. And then a couple weeks went by and they called me in the middle of the night. NOPD did and said, hey, we found your scooter. It's over at this gas station. We just pulled a guy over and because we're, you know, looking for him for another crime. He's driving your scooter. I said, okay. I can't come get it right now. And they said, that's fine. We'll get it towed and you can go pick it up later. I said, okay. So they tow it away. And then I'm kind of playing phone tag with the detective who actually was there on the scene. And I finally able to get through to the towing unit at NOPD. And everybody was very helpful through all this. It took a little while, but I guess things just take a little while. But, you know, everyone was very professional and competent. So,
look, that's really good. And
nothing.
Let's give credit to NOPD. Yeah. I mean, this is, you know, finding your scooter, as important as it is to you, this is not the biggest thing on their list. But they found it while they were looking for this thug who has obviously done other things wrong. So, you know, good for NOPD and good for you.
Ran the plate, gave me a call, got it towed. So this morning, I finally was able to get a chance to go out to the tow yard in New Orleans East to get the scooter. And I get out there, and the lady says, hey, you know, there's the door out that way. You go out to the tow yard, you find your bike, and then, you know, let us know, and we'll open the gate for you. So I go out there, and there's hundreds of cars, you know, and they're all, about half of them are, you know, look like they were in an accident. They're all crumpled up and, you know, just broken completely beyond repair. And they've all been out there for a long time. This is a depressing place. And it's got kind of a cursed vibe. And so I was walking around out there in the heat looking for my scooter and I couldn't find it. So I went back into the office and I said, hey, ma'am, I'm sorry. Maybe I may have misunderstood where I'm supposed to be looking, but I didn't find my bike out there. She said, well, I don't know what to tell you, son. You know, here's the paperwork right here. It's you know, it's got your name. It's got the plate. It's got the VIN. Go get it. I'm not going to go out there and find it for it. I said, okay, I'll go out and find it. So I went out there two more times. I went out there to go look for it. Couldn't find it. So finally, the woman in the office, she says, all right, let me call the guy. And he comes out and he's on the phone with her and he's pointing at a bike in front of me. He says, there it is. There's your scooter. And I said, hey, man, that's not mine. I'm not trying to be rude or cause a problem, but that is absolutely not my bike. He says, oh, yeah, well, you know, and he goes and he looks at it and he says, yeah, it is. That's your plate. And I said, that is my license plate, but that is not my scooter. So I didn't get my scooter back. They took the license plate off for me and gave me that, but I walked out of there without my scooter, which is now God knows
man,
where.
I'm so sorry about that. So, well, at least the guy who stole your scooter was smart enough to remove the plate.
Yes.
Because I'm thinking, okay, they saw the plate, they ran the numbers. I mean, if you're going to steal a vehicle or a scooter, you got to remove the plate. But some other dumbass picked it up and put it on another vehicle. So a plate from a stolen scooter, and he puts it on another scooter?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess, you know, if you want to drive that scooter around, you don't want to have my plate on it, that's fine. But you're still going to have all my stupid stickers on there.
Yeah.
My like little peace sign, you know, my Paradise Park sticker, you know, honk if you love beer, that kind of stuff. Like, I don't know if your friends are going to think that's cool, but in the meanwhile, you get my scooter. So anyway, all that is to say, I was a little late getting here today because I was coming back from the East with just a license plate to show for it. But I think the insurance company's going to total that sucker out, and the POS 150 is no more.
Wow. Well, you know, look, I want to bring up a positive aspect of this.
What?
This was a gift from a woman who came into your life.
Yes.
Who, without going into graphic details, she was not right for your life, and she did she did you wrong. So this was still part of that karma.
Yes.
The scooter.
Yes.
This gift that came from her. And so I think it's good that this and she are vanished from your life.